Studju ewlieni juri li waqt li xi tfal ma jibqgħu xi bagħtu mill-allerġiji meta jikbru probabilment qatt ma huma se jeħilsu mill-allerġiji li jkollhom għall-lews, ġews u xorta oħra ta' ikel bħal dan. L-aħjar riżultat li qatt jista' jkollhom huwa li tista' tonqos is-severità tal-kundizzjoni allerġika tagħhom. Wieħed jew waħda minn kull 20 tifel u tifla ta' bejn l-10 u 14-il sena għandhom allerġija lejn xi ħaġa. Ir-riċerkaturi jgħidu li huwa importanti li wieħed jifhem ir-reazzjoni li l-ġisem jista' jkollu ma' żmien waqt li jkun qed jikber. Liam Ray kien tifel ċkejken meta ommu missieru Chris u Lisa skoprew li kellu allerġija.
He had an allergic reaction to pistachios, he was given some. And he came out in all hives and he was finding it quite difficult to breathe.
Min dakinhar l-hawn Liam skopra wkoll li jirreaġixxi għal tipi ieħor ta' lews. Illum li għandu 14-il sena żżagħżugħ iġor miegħu EpiPen u mediċini kull fejn imur.
I get like really tingly in my throat, like it's very itchy, but it's like an inside like in your throat itch and you can't actually get rid of it. And then I'll start to feel like sick.
Il-ġenituri tiegħu ħadmu bisħieħ biex jassiguraw li bienhom jaraf tajjeb b'mod indipendenti r-riski li jiffaċċja. Intant bis-saħħa tal-parteċipazzjoni tiegħu fl-studju ewlieni fl-Istitut Murdoch tar-riċerka f'Melbourne, iż-żagħżugħ Liam għandu aħbar pożittiva dwar dan.
I used to be allergic to hazelnuts and almonds, but I've grown out of being allergic to them, which is good, because I can have Nutella and stuff now.
L-istudju analizza 15 l-allerġija tal-ikel ta' 10,000 tifel u tifla li għandhom bejn 10 u 14 sena biex jara kemm huma komuni l-allerġiji kif ukoll il-kawża u l-livell tar-reazzjoni. Il-mexxija tar-riċerka l-professur Katie Ellen tajt li t-tim tagħha skopra li wieħed minn 20 tifel u tifla kellhom reazzjoni allerġika għall-ikel.
There's what we call the transient food allergies and the persistent food allergies. So the transient food allergies are the early life ones like cow's milk and egg allergy. They're more likely to be grown out of. We know that 80% of them will grow out of it by age 5. But this has now confirmed what we thought clinically, that children with nut allergy are more likely to have persistent problems.
Il-professura l-intajt li dan jenfasizza l-importanza li il-pazjent ikun it-testjat mil-ġdid kif ikun qed jikber u javvanza għall-iskola sekondarja u anke wara biex ikun jista' jifhem aħjar is-severità tal-kundizzjoni tiegħu.
Children with nut allergy are more likely to have lifelong allergies. They're also more likely to have anaphylaxis. And unfortunately, the fatalities are more likely to be associated with nut anaphylaxis.
Fil-waqt li r-riċerkaturi jkomplu jaħdmu lejn l-iskoperta ta' trattament, il-benefiċċji li jiġu mill-ittestjar tal-pazzjent jinħassu minnu fih. Dan kien il-każ għaż-żagħżugħ Liam li bħalla allerġija li għandu u li nbidlet ma' żmien bidel ukoll ir-rutina tiegħu.
If I didn't get the testing done, I wouldn't have been able to have almonds or hazelnuts and I wouldn't have known what they're like, and so it's good to know that I can have some type of nut.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.